Welcome to Open House. I'm Kathleen Pratt, and I'm happy to tell you that I'm aging. I live every day to its fullest potential, and I look forward to tomorrow. Today, it's my great pleasure to shine a light on an agency, a real community partner of ours, that helps with making aging a little bit better. I'd like to welcome Lynn Deerdorf, the Executive Director of the Adams County Office for Aging, and Andy Weinbrenner, the Community Services Director. Welcome.
Thank you, Kathleen. Thank you for having us.
It's a pleasure. Lynn, you and I have known each other a long time, but I know very little about what the Adams County Office for Aging does. What I do know is that it makes a huge impact on the lives of the individuals and the families that it serves. So I'm really excited today for me to learn more about it and for our community to learn more about what you do. And I wondered if we could just start at the beginning. When was the Adams County Office for Aging begun?
It actually started in 1975. So we're going to be celebrating our 50-year anniversary this September. We have a big celebration planned. In 1974, it was formed under a grant. It became official in 1975. So it is 50 years now.
That is excellent. And what does it do? If you could boil down the mission, what would you tell us?
Our main goal is for individuals 60 and over to maintain their independence and dignity in their home. It's very important to age in place, so that is our goal. I'm so happy to be here today because it is amazing, so many individuals that do not know what we do and what we offer.
I'm really excited to learn more about it and for all of us to learn more about it. I read on your website that adults over 60 years old are the fastest growing segment of the population.
Yes.
Your agency provides so many services. As you mentioned, in-home services, you provide services in the community. I've been able to memorize some, but not all, so I don't even want to begin to list them.
Yes.
But I wondered if one of you would like to share, maybe we can start with your in-home services. What are they?
Well, and just to go back a little bit for what we talked about, what you spoke about, Pennsylvania, one out of every four adult is 65 and over. So it is a growing population. We are number five in the nation of 65 and over, expecting to go up to number three within the next decade. So these services are vital for people to maintain their home. Just to give you a brief recap of what we do offer, one of our main services is home delivered meals, the Meals on Wheels program. I think a lot of people are familiar with that. The Meals on Wheels program is the basis is to supply the nutritional need to individuals that that need is not being met. They may be homebound, usually they are homebound, they do not drive. It also can be based on income. Maybe they do not have the means to purchase a healthy meal every day. Our home delivered meals are delivered out of our Gettysburg Center Monday through Friday, and that is a hot meal to the individuals. Our other areas, some are not hot meals, some are frozen. So it's important to call our agency, let us know where you're at in the county, and then we can explain to you if it would be a hot meal or a frozen meal if you meet the criteria. Once we take the referral, a care manager would come out and do an assessment to see if you do meet the criteria for that program.
Lynn, as you're talking about delivering hot meals to our older adults, or frozen meals that can be had later, I think about one of my own dear family members who I'm going to get a little bit emotional, who really benefits from Meals on Wheels. We as the family do what we can to load up a freezer and bring food over, but the Meals on Wheels has really made a big difference, and I genuinely thank you for that service. Now, true disclosure, my aunt does not live in Adams County. It is a different place. However, I'm familiar with that program. And it makes a huge difference in keeping our older adults in their homes, which is where so many of, I'm assumed to say us, want to be. It's where older adults want to stay.
Right.
So that's massive. Thank you.
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you for mentioning that. Besides the home-delivered meals, we also offer personal care services. Personal care is help with bathing, dressing, We may have individuals that need help with toileting. I also want you to imagine, I always tell individuals, I want you to think about that you need to get up and go to the bathroom. Nobody wants to talk about going to the bathroom, but of course we all do that. So imagine being on the couch and you're not, you need assistance to get out of that couch to get to the bathroom. So we can supply an aid. An aid cannot be in there 24 hours, but just to have that assistance to get to toileting, to help with bathing, to help with dressing. And that's our mission of maintaining dignity while you're in your home. It's very important.
Yes, it's so important. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
The other service that I'm very proud of, which I absolutely love, is our adult daycare program. The adult daycare is a socialization program. We're able to help fund individuals to go to these programs. We have wonderful providers in New Oxford, the Hanover area, and the Gettysburg area. I'm not too crazy about the adult daycare term. I would rather be an adult daycare social program. The idea, though, is besides the individual having a socialization, and I will say a majority of these do have dementia or Alzheimer's diagnosis, it's giving respite care to the caregiver, because we need to recognize what a hard job these caregivers do on a daily basis, some of them 24/7. So they can go to an adult daycare program Monday through Friday. They can also have their bathing completed there. They will have their nutritional meal at lunchtime, and the individual caregiver will have a break.
So it's really care for all. It's care mm-hmm. for the older adult who has a place to go and be socialized and have care given, but as you said, also for the caregiver mm-hmm. to have that really important time for themselves to re-energize so they can be a great caregiver. I love that. Mm-hmm. It might be nice to come up with another name, but you know, what's in a name? I'm not Shakespeare. Yes. I don't know. What is that saying? A rose by any other name smells as sweet. Mm-hmm. I think that's it. Mm-hmm. Forgive me, William Shakespeare. But that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Are there any other services, whether in-home or in the community, that you'd like to share?
Do you want to speak about the senior centers while we...
Yeah, that's one of the things. Mm-hmm. We do have five different senior centers. So we have a senior center in Littlestown, Upper Adams, McSherrystown, Fairfield, and York Springs. So it is a little bit different than the adult day programs. That's where participants have to be independent, but they can go... they get the socialization with other, you know, members of the community. They have a hot meal at lunchtime. They do activities throughout the year. They take trips. They do bingos. So that's a good opportunity, too. It's just a little bit a different level of care than the adult day programs, but it's a great opportunity for people.
Mm-hmm. Wow. These in-home services, all of these services, including five senior centers in our county, mm-hmm. and I'm sure so much more, which we can continue to talk about, but I'm curious, how is this funded?
Well, good question. Our funding is from a couple different sources. We are federal funded for about less than a fourth of our programs. We are state funded, which I will mention right now is a wonderful time that you might wanna just reach out to your local rep. This Pennsylvania budget will be up to be reviewed in January and June and hopefully be passed. So if you would like to contact your representative and say, I think those aging programs could use a little more help, we would appreciate that. And I am mentioning that just for the fact that we've had the same amount of funding for multiple years. And I hate the word pandemic because it's been used so often. But as we know, the changes with the pandemic and prices have increased. So the prices for care has increased. When I started with the agency in 2013, I believe we were paying a provider $17 an hour. Right now we're at $23 an hour with the same amount of funding from the state. It is important that we try to get a little bit more help from the state with that. I'm very proud to say that we have wonderful people in our community that donate to us. Some do on a regular basis. Occasionally, we just might have a random donation from someone, and all these are vital to keep our services going. So we really, really appreciate all the donations that are made. We also do a lot of fundraising, and Andy will get into some of the fundraising that we have going on then also.
Okay, great. Okay. And maybe we can talk about that in a minute, if that's okay. But what I'm hearing you say is this, Kathleen, write a check today, okay? I heard you, and I will. And reach out to my local state representative and encourage our state to continue to fund, maybe at greater levels, the funding for our aging adults, which all of us hope to be at some point, or are.
And Kathleen, I think I should mention that we do have a waiting list for services.
Well, that was another question I had. So if I have a loved one, whether it's a family member, a friend, or a neighbor who I think would benefit from your services, how do I go about starting that process?
Okay. Did you want me to do a referral? Would you like to?
It's up to you.
I'll go ahead and, okay. What they can do is the individual can call themselves or the family member or friend can call.
Okay.
And they would just say they want to make a referral and what the need is. It will be transferred to our intake worker or the person who answers the phone may be able to take that referral. It is important that we have a little bit of information about that individual. Of course, we need their full name and their address. We do like to know their physician if you're able to do that. We will have to get their social security number if you're not able to do it at that time. Our care manager, when they come out and see you, can get that information. So it's basically a very simple referral, just asking what are the needs, you know, what are you looking for, what would you like our office to do for you. Once that referral is made, it is put into our system and it's assigned to a care manager. Then the care manager will call that individual and make an appointment to come out and see him and do the assessment.
Wonderful. So really, it's not that much information that you're looking for, some basic things that we would know about a loved one or they can share with us, and then it's a phone call.
Yes.
And did you say that there's a website? Can we go into a website and make the request, or is it always a phone call?
You can make a referral. You can email us through the inquiry on our website, but we prefer a phone call because we're going to have to call you and to get more information and so forth.
All right. Thank you. That's wonderful. Well, I've done a little bit of extra research and getting ready to meet with both of you today, and I was poking around the Alzheimer Association website, and I was pretty astounded by the data that right now there are over 7 million Americans who have Alzheimer's, and clearly a percentage of those are our family, our friends, and our neighbors. And I wonder what resources do you have to help the caregivers of those who have loved ones with dementia?
I'm very excited about our dementia resources that we do offer the community. When an individual is diagnosed with dementia or Alzheimer's, a lot of times they will go into their physician's office and they will say, oh, you have dementia, goodbye, and that is it. And the person's left going, well, what do I do now? Please call our office. We can take you through the next steps. We have a fantastic support group that meets the third Wednesday of every month at 3 o'clock, strictly for the caregivers. It is a caregiver support group.
Okay.
At that time, caregivers share information of what is happening, going on. You know, this is some resource that I use. Can you help me with anything, so forth. So our caregiver support group is vital for the caregivers. We also offer different tools for individuals, caregivers who are caring for somebody with dementia or Alzheimer's. We were very fortunate last year to have an incredible fundraiser by the Amblebrook community who raised over $10,000 for us by sponsoring a 5K for us. So we now have a nice little, I'm gonna call it a nice little pot that we can use strictly for our dementia initiatives. One of those initiatives is the robotic pets. If you're not familiar with the robotic pets, I urge you to Google it, get on the website, and look at what they can do. Cats, dogs, and birds that can help the individual living with dementia. The pets are very real. They're going to feel a sense of purpose to take care of this animal. It's also great if you have somebody living with dementia, Alzheimer's, that might like to leave the room or leave the house sometimes. When you put that pet on their lap, a lot of time it's respite for the caregiver. They'll stay there and take care of that individual pet. We also offer different tools and resources, including puzzles, weighted blankets. So we have a lot for individuals and their caregiver.
Oh, that's mm-hmm. wonderful. That is so wonderful. Thank you. And Andy, you've been really patient. I know a little bit earlier you wanted to talk about fundraisers.
Yeah.
Is that okay? So let's do that.
Okay. I was going to say a couple. I know you talked about donations. A couple of the ways to donate is going directly on our website. We use a platform, Zephy, that you can donate throughout the year. Another way is sending in a check anytime throughout the year. All of our Meals on Wheels participants that are receiving a meal, none of them are billed. There's no cost for that. We do receive donations throughout the year, so those are always welcome too. So there's lots of ways to donate. There's lots of events that we have throughout the year. We also, along with fundraising throughout the year, we participate in the Giving Spree along with community media here and all the other great nonprofits in Adams County. So that's another way. So a lot of exciting things for our office.
This is exciting. This is so exciting. And I think about really the need that you have for people to contribute, to be a part of these fundraisers, which frankly are fun. I mean, who doesn't like to eat at Gettysburg Eddie's? Mm-hmm. Everybody does, right? Or go golfing or cheer somebody on golfing and the other ones too. Because again, you're listening to you. I mean, what you do is really care for the full person in our aging adult and their caregiver too, physical needs, emotional needs, and that social well-being, which my understanding is so important for healthy aging. So let's all make sure that we support this really worthwhile organization. But speaking of support, all of the work that you do, I know that you've got some staffers, of course, but I think you have a lot of volunteers.
Yes.
And I wondered if we could talk a little bit about your volunteers.
Yeah, our volunteers. Our agency is run by our board of directors and advisory council. They are a great group of volunteers. So that's the first group. One of the biggest things we do is the tax assistance. This year, our tax volunteers, they processed roughly 630 federal tax returns and over 500 state returns for residents in Adams County. So they put in a lot of time, a lot of effort. It's a team. They come into our office throughout the spring on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, and it's just always been a great service that's been provided to the community. One of the groups that I'll be working with is the PA Medi group. They are the Medicare counselors. So we have a great group of counselors that come in throughout the year. They'll meet with people. Medicare is a complicated thing, I'll say that. So that's one of the things that our volunteers, they walk people through the steps. They go over, what your medications are, where your doctors are, what your needs are, and they try to walk you through those steps throughout the Medicare process. So they're vital to our organization. And the Meals on Wheels, along with that, we need Meals on Wheels drivers, we need backups. They're very important. The Meals on Wheels, it's not just important for the person to get the hot meal, but sometimes for those people, it's just the daily interaction with the volunteer coming out. That might be their 5-minute social, interaction for the day. So we have a great group of volunteers that, they get to know people and people look forward to them coming and seeing them.
Hundreds of volunteers, but yes. I would think you may want more. I'm not sure. So if someone is interested in delivering meals or helping next year with tax returns or is an expert on Medicare, if you are an expert on Medicare, I'd like to meet you in a few years. But how do people let you know that they'd like to volunteer?
They can contact us. They can go on the website. They can contact me directly, call into our office. We're always looking for volunteers, even if you can do one day a week or be a sub for meal delivery. The tax program, they're always recruiting new people as well. So there's lots of opportunities. So it doesn't mean you have to, be a full-time person, but any time that you're willing to give, it makes a big difference in people's lives.
If I can just jump in, with the Medicare, you don't have to be an expert. The state does supply an incredible training. So
thank you for that, Sam. Yes. Otherwise, yes, I would have scared everybody away.
We do not just push you into it. Okay. Andy understands, and he's going through the trainings right now as he steps into this new role. But the state is very good at supplying that individual volunteer.
Excellent. Thank you for clarifying that, Lynn.
Sure. Good. And also, one more mention with volunteers. Anybody in McSherrystown area, we desperately need you to help with Meals on Wheels. So if you're in the McSherrystown area, we actually have a Meals on Hold for new individuals in that area because we do not have enough volunteers.
So. Well, I hope that we get some from our show today.
Yes, that would be wonderful.
Well, I can't believe how quickly this time has gone. My gosh, you do so much for our older adults and for their families. And I know that we covered so many things, and there are many more services that you offer. You have a very robust website. I would encourage people to go to the website. Can you tell us, can you spell for us the website name?
Sure, it's ACOFA. So it's A as in apple, C as in cat, O as in orange, F as in Frank, and A as in apple.org.
Thank you. I would encourage everyone to go to the website, even if right now you're not in a position to benefit from these services. At some point, you may be, or a loved one again, or a friend maybe. So I think now is a really good time to get familiar with what these services are and to absolutely pledge support. There's no pledge of support that's too small, or certainly not too big either. So I would encourage that. We are unbelievably at the end of our time together, but is there anything else that we haven't covered that you would like to share?
One thing I'll just touch on that's coming up, one of the most exciting things is our farmers market nutrition program. So we have individuals that can come into our office, they pick up vouchers for the farmers market, they can be used throughout the county, but also on Saturday mornings at the Gettysburg Rec Park at the Farmers Market. Lynn and I will be there on June 7th. We'll be there all morning handing out vouchers. So that's one thing people do get excited about. We have people coming in throughout the year. It supports local farmers. It supports our, you know, older adults of Adams County. So it's a really important program.
That is excellent. That is excellent. Thank you. Well, I'd like to thank you both for being here today. Lynn Deardorff, Executive Director, and Andy Weinbrenner, Community Services Director of the Adams County Office for Aging. You've given us a lot of great information, and I sincerely thank you for all of the work that you, your staff, and your volunteers do for our community. You are a true community partner for all of us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Kathleen.
Thanks for having us.
And thank you, Community Media.